Hello, Audio Boo. So I haven't booed for a long time. Been pretty busy and haven't had that much to really boo about. But I'm feeling rather frustrated with myself today because I've done something rather stupid. And needed somewhere to vent, so I thought, why not do it on Audio Boo? So yesterday, this weekend, I took a trip to Germany as part of my work for a charity for people with my eye condition. Flew home on Sunday, flew to Birmingham Airport, and then got a train home. And changed trains at Birmingham New Street, got on a cross-country train to York, which obviously it stopped at Sheffield, so that's where I got off. Went upstairs to wait for a tram, waited about 10 minutes, got on the tram, and then suddenly realised that something was missing and I didn't have my suitcase. Leapt back off the tram before doors closed. There was no suitcase on the tram platform, and then I realised that I actually left it on the train. I don't know how I managed this really, because I've never done it before. The suitcase was in the luggage rack, and then my little backpack and handbag were with me. Just stood up, picked up the handbag, put on the backpack, walked off the train, didn't even think about the suitcase at all. It took me a good 10 to 15 minutes. It was only really prompted by being on the tram and then suddenly realising that I wasn't pulling anything behind me, that I realised I'd lost a suitcase, and entirely my own fault, but I'm feeling rather, I say, annoyed with myself now, because the contents of the suitcase weren't that valuable. I hadn't really put anything in there that I would be really upset to lose. However, the suitcase itself, I am rather upset to lose. It was an 18th birthday present from my parents. They got me a small one and a large one. And that was a small one. And they were quite expensive suitcases. They got a good brand. Because they thought they would last a long time, which they have. They're looking a little bit tatty on the outside, but they work. It still work perfectly. Whereas I know my boyfriend's had a couple of cheaper suitcases, and the extending handle was broken on there, both of those, and mine have really lasted really well. And they're also in a sort of nice royal blue colour, which my parents chose because they thought it would be easy for me to see, easy for me to pick out my suitcase when it's on a baggage rack and that sort of thing in the airport, because it's a distinctive colour, but it's not too garish or anything. But it's distinctive, and whereas if I had a black suitcase, I'd have to look very carefully at the different, if quite subtle differences to pick mine out. Whereas that one, I was pretty certain there was. I've never seen another suitcase that looked the same, so I always knew it was mine. I can't really even get an exact replacement. I can get the same brand, but over the past 12 years, they've obviously changed their designs and things now, and it wouldn't be quite the same. They actually do lots of these hard shell suitcases now, and I'm not actually sure I like them that much. Certainly buying one from that brand would be very expensive. A bit disappointed about that. But I'm going to need to buy another suitcase because I only have a large one left, and that is very large. It's great for going on a big holiday, but when you're going for a weekend away, it's far too big. So I'm going to have to invest in another suitcase, but can't really afford it at the moment. And even replacing the items that were inside it, although they're not that expensive individually and they're not that special, if you added it up, sort of, £20 for a pair of trousers and 10 or 15 for a t-shirt and another 20 or something, 25 for a jumper, and then a hairbrush and various toiletries and things, it'll all add up to easily sort of £70 or £80, maybe even £100. So feeling pretty stupid, and yeah, I tried ringing Cross Country Trains, lost property, and York Station, lost property, where the train, certainly that train journey terminated there, and the train may have actually been in the depot there overnight. But neither Cross Country or York had found it as yet. Cross Country said sometimes things can take a while to turn up, but from the sound of what the gentleman at York said, I'm not so sure that's the case, and probably he knows better as he's actually working in the station. And there's a small possibility that it might be at the depot, and they may not have brought it back to the station yet. But I'm not feeling too confident about getting it back.